Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Maharal Gvuras Hashem Akdama Beis. And the Maharal was explaining that the Nisim have a Seder. Hashem's Seder is that we have nature, and then he also has a Seder above nature. That's also part of the Seder, that at times Nisim should happen. And in the previous paragraph, he said that the problem with Nisim is that Hashem is changing, right? One day he wants this, the next day he wants that. Hashem is changing. Because if his Das changes, then his Atzmus is changing. And we're Talmidei Moshe Rabbeinu, and we say, God forbid, Chas v'shalom. Who is Baruch is called, God is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a Seichel Baruch Hu. Hashem and the Seichel are not the same thing. Ki Amitas Atzma lo noda. We don't know the Emes of Hashem himself. We don't know his Atzmus. He's dead separate from Geshem, from Guf, from anything that's around. That's why he's called a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's separate, Kadosh means separate, from everything in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Pashat. What does it mean, Pashat? Pashat doesn't mean he's Mufshat. It means that he is beyond this world. Mufshat means abstract. Lit Pashet means to disrobe. He is disrobed from this world. He is beyond this world. That's what it means. Pashet b'tachlis habshitus. Mizeh ba'atzma shibetachlis habshitus ain't davar nivdol mimenu. So because of that, nothing is separate from him, because he encompasses all. Because nivdal could be that he's above gashmius. That's true. But it doesn't mean that he's separate from the world. In other words, is Hashem transcendental or is Hashem immanent? And the answer, of course, is both. He's Pashat B'tachlis HaPshitus, that he's separate from the world, he's separate from anything Gashmi, he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a Seichel Baruch Hu. And number two, he also encompasses everything in this world, he's also immanent in this world. So if something is defined, so if it's defined, it means that there's a gather, it's a mugdar. So that means whatever it's not in its gather is outside of it, something else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no definition. And therefore, ain't ever nivdol mimenu, nothing is separate from him. It says in Chazal that when you find the gvur of Hashem, you find his anava. And then we bring psukim to that effect. And the Maharal explains in the Nesiv Hanav in Perak Aleph that Kibal Hanav lo yugdar v'lo yugbol klal, that a Baal Hanav has no geder, has no gvul, has no limits. But davar zeh mora ala pshitus hagamu, shu pashut, la pashut hagamu lo meg, it's completely pashut, and therefore it's unlimited. Pashut is unlimited. Murkav is limited to, because it's composed of various parts, that limits it. But pashut is all-encompassing. We have one pasuk of Hashem's gedula. So vayter ki Hashem Elokechem, who Elokei Elokim, v'Adonai Adonim. Vayter, it says, also mishpat yasam v'aman. He also goes down to yasam v'aman because he has no gather. It's all encompassing. V'imkein who yodea kol, who kol yachol. He knows everything. He can do everything. He's omniscient and omnipotent. He's got nothing defining him, limiting him. Everything is from Hashem. If he didn't know everything, or everything wasn't with him, it's because he'd be limited. It's not true. He's not defined, he's not limited. For who is Baruch Yodea Kol B'Chachmaso, Apol Kol B'Kol B'Kolcho. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything with his Chachma, and he's Paul everything with his Koach. He makes everything happen with his koch. Kein chiluk bein asagash u'masag and tzayim u'mashu pol shar pulas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma is not part of him. It's a pu'ula. His chachma is a pu'ula. So you can't say when Hashem changes his mind, Hashem is his essence is changing. No, it's a different pu'ula. One day he's doing like this, and one day he's doing like that. One day he's thinking like this, one day he's thinking like that. But that's a different pu'ula. It's part of his pu'ula, but not part of his essence. His essence never changes. Ki asaga gam kein pol. We have Abulash and Paul because the Hasaga, the perception, is also an action And it comes in the language of action. Vayeda Elokim is Kemoshi Omar Vayedaber Elokim. Knowing is like speaking. It's an action of him, but it's not who he is. Everything is lefi the makabel. Sometimes he does like this, sometimes he does like that. So it's lefi, his asaga is lefi in the makabel. Kadosh Baruch Hu never changes. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. His knowledge never changes. But he acts towards us, knowing us, etc., not knowing us, avoiding us, thinking about us, etc. It's all mikoach the poel. It's all his action. Vinyan zeh yitzur alamita so ain't kam makoma. And how this is illustrated, this is not the place. Vein tzarech laharchik zeh. You don't have to distance it. V'chol shara toyim gam kach kachim. So the bottom line is that the idea is not atzmus. What God knows is not God. It's just an action of him, of his. It's at the makabo. See, he's not going to explain the omek of how it's tolvi b'makablim. He explains more in Derech Chaim, Perakei Mishnah Vav, and in the Machon Yerushalayim edition. He brings it down. God is one. Nothing is added onto God. And it's like a pool of Hashem. But that's not ribui. There's only one Hashem. And he knows everything. And he's all powerful. And he just relates to us in different ways depending on the circumstances. And one of them is his knowledge of us. And his desires. Kadosh Baruch Hu is separate from all of those that exist. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a lashon shlila that he's not part of us. That's the famous Rambam. But at Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can define him what he isn't, not what he is. The second you say what he is, that's defining him. You only say what he isn't. He's not limited to anything. You can't say, Hashem is changing because Yedi is not his Atzmus. You have to know this. And you shouldn't say things about Hashem that are not fitting. You shouldn't make theological errors. Based on a pasuk of Malachim Beis, Vayachbu b'nei Yisrael dvar m'sher Elokein al Hashem Elokein, Vayivnu lam bamos b'chol ha'rem, Vayachbu badu, they made things up, fake news. Don't say fake news about Hashem. And Hashem doesn't have a shinui ratzon, it depends on the makablim, but Hashem always remains the same. Kasher tir b'dvarim, l'kach mo Hashem Hashem ishtana ratzon, it's a shinui b'chol, it's not God changing. Kmo shelo sheach shinui b'chol b'shina pulas. It's like God isn't changing when he does different pulas. Sometimes he does like this and he does like that, depending on the makablin. We change, not Hashem. You should think about these things because they're good for man and they're good for his emuna. The philosophers say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's etzem is that he's a maskil. Mufshat legamri menachomer, and therefore his Atzmus is his yediyah. That's who he is. He's his yediyah. What he knows. That's mufshat menachomer. Separate from anything physical. And the mele, if his das changes, then he changes. That's what the philosophers incorrectly say. V'chosechel hu she yodea hadavar benavsha kamo shu chutz lenavsha. In other words, when the sechel absorbs something, perceives something, there's no difference between how they are outside the sechel and in the sechel. It's the same thing. How they are outside the seichel, that's how they are in the seichel. Because the seichel is impacted by what it perceives. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is relying on what comes from him. And then what is alu, what's the mesubav, what's the outcome, is going to be before what the source. In other words, we're going to be limiting Hashem if we say he's his knowledge. Because then Hashem only knows things as they're happening in the world. So therefore what's happening is mashpia, and what's the one causing it to happen? That can't be. You have to have the ila before the al. You have to have the siba before the mesuba. So God has to come before. You can't say what's happening is impacting him. Because then what's the outcome is before the source. And if they say that he's Masig himself, that he is the source of all of these Nevarim that came from him. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masig, perceives himself, and knowing himself, he knows all the Nevarim, because all the Nevarim came from him. As the Rambam writes, Kolen Emtzayim, Sori HaTorah 2.9, Chutzman Abori Mitzur Rishon Ad Yatush Katan, Shiyyeh B'tibur Aretz, HaKol Mikoach HaMitasa Nimtzu. Everything comes from Hashem. And therefore nothing is outside of him, because it all comes from him. It all comes from his emes. And in the Derech Chaim, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, he's doiched, he brings this day, and he's doiched. That a person is muchach b'maisav. Because when God knows himself, and he knows what's going to happen because it all comes from him. And this has to be. Because it's all mischayev. It all is necessarily coming from Hashem. And therefore we don't have choice. But he rejects that because God and his knowledge are not one. His knowledge is his pu'ula. But it's not who he is. And we're not mukhrachim what we do. And they say that the seichel, the maskil, and the muskel are all one. Like the Lashon of the Rambam and the Moira. 168, for Aydata appears from Zeh HaMaimar, Shem Ruach Philosophim, Vorm Shua Seichel VaMaskil VaMuskel. So hopefully in our Mor Nevuchim Shirim, we'll get into that, I hope. He is the intellect, he perceives, and he is what is perceived. It's all one. Even what's muskel from him is what he perceives as part of him. Hine kolel advar mishamur adavar batim levut. That's all shtus. V'zekia asechel umiyuchad bedavar. Moshtomer kinyan asechel yediyas adavar kamoshu. V'ein ol Hashem yisparach geder kal yugdar. You can't define Hashem. You can't limit Hashem. And asechel is limited. It's knowing as the thing is. That's limited to what it is. Our asechel is limited to 2 plus 2 is 4. That's only because of the limits of our asechel. Can't go beyond that. Because Baruch Hu is not Seichel. He's beyond Seichel. He's beyond limits. V'ein el Hashem Yisbarach geder kal yugdar. V'ima tor mish atzmus o Seichel. Rai b'zeh ta nosin lo geder. L'kacho ein loimar shu Yisbarach misyachid b'davar loimar alav shuhu davar zem yuchad. Can't limit Hashem to something specific. V'od ki misalkim ha'yidiyah mito Yisbarach shiyedah kol dvar menasim. Shafim u'yidiyah nam sam b'nei shiu sibalem ha'chiyedah dvar menasim shenu Yisbarach sibalem. And they'll say, listen, if God, what he knows is going to happen, because everything that happens comes from him, what about sin? Sin is not something he wants. Therefore, it's sin. He doesn't know. Because that's not coming from him. He only knows what's coming from him, but sin doesn't come from him, so sin he doesn't know. Chas v'shalom. L'kach sik lor min shmiyatsim v'smuso seichel, avulis baruch lo tuch alam alav davar miyuchad. You can't say that. You can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atzmus seichel. Okay, so this is some deeper theology, and Mirtz Hashem, we will proceed further in future Shirim, and see Neflos, but we see a machlokas here between the Maharal and the Rambam. The Maharal disagrees with the Rambam. Rambam says that Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Yedi are one, that since it comes from Amita Simatzo, so therefore he knows it. The Maharal says no, what he knows is not part of who he is. Can't define Hashem as anything. You know, the Rambam himself says we define Hashem in negative terms, but here the Rambam says that it's recorded in the Yesod HaTorah that since things come from him, Amitus Himatzo, therefore he knows them. So that's identifying himself, his emes, with what's outside of him, with the knowledge that he knows of what's outside of him. And Rambam says that can't be. And that would mean that the effect is preceding the cause, and he's the cause. Because it means the cause is only impacted by the effect. The effect makes the cause think a certain way. Can't be. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.